episode number 28 of Backflow. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Luella Weaver. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is HTML5. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. One of the most common questions customers ask their development partners is, why should I build my app or website with HTML5 and not with plain HTML? Today we offer support that makes it possible to use the new HTML technology today. HTML5 is a new way to describe the content and appearance of web pages, and it is a big step in the development of HTML. The hypertext markup language is the main language of the World Wide Web, and HTML is one of the most widely used markup languages for systems that process text by defining it as tags embedded in stylish files to facilitate word editing on computers. Dirty tags fill in unreadable code, but HTML5 eliminates dirty tags from the HTML markup language. HTML5 allows developers to design how browsers display HTML, CSS, JavaScript, HTML5 and other HTML content such as images, videos, text, graphics, audio and more. The definition of the hypertext markup language is that HTML is the primary language for web page development. This language works in the same way as HTML, which means that you cannot create dynamic interactive web page functions with HTML. There is no doubt that this new version of HTML has new features, as core technology interacts with internet technologies to structure and present content. Although HTML5 does not contain tags or elements like traditional HTML code, it is supported in a number of ways. Applications developed with HTML can be accessed via the web browser as well as via web browsers such as Chrome, Firefox and Opera. Since video and audio are integrated into HTML5, we have support for them, and since HTML does not include any data in the program, HTML5 allows you to create interactive web pages and other interactive applications. Besides HTML5, there are other languages that are necessary to give your website a format of interactivity. First, the basic structure of a page is defined in the HTML5 language, and the browser uses it to display the content of the page. The browser does not display HTML tags, but HTML elements such as HTML, CSS and JavaScript. With HTML4 you can know where the elements are, where the images are placed, where the text is placed, how a particular web page is displayed, etc. There is a lot of multimedia content that can be added with the Flash Media Player, such as video, audio, text, images, video and audio. HTML5 now includes support for media elements such as video in Canva, and HTML5 has added the ability to popularize Google Docs for online document editing. It allows you to create complete web applications in the three languages that are present in web browsers, HTML, CSS and JavaScript. This provides a defined space for the creation of drawings and graphics in JavaScript as well as for the creation of web pages. The hyper-text markup language, better known as HTML, is the default language used to create web pages. The simplest, and anticipated, answer to this question is simply that there is no current or correct version of the language. HTML has evolved over the years with a number of different versions of HTML5 and a host of new features. A deep understanding of language development can give both aspiring and experienced programmers a better sense of how it works and what it is capable of. In the coming months, we want to help you understand what HTML5 means to you as a developer using Microsoft tools and technologies. Those of you new to the code should familiarize yourself with the programming in the latest incarnation of HTML5. I hope to simplify the complexity and demystify much of the hype, but I also present some HTML5 features that are available today, and some exciting technologies that are worth paying attention to further out there. As we continue to provide a great experience for older browsers, I will give you some tips that will help you adopt HTML5 technology now. I hope you will understand HTML5 better, and if you have read HTML and its articles, it will be useful to you as a web developer, as it provides a much better experience for older browsers than HTML4 and HTML3. HTML5 is a generic term that describes a set of HTML, CSS, and JavaScript specifications that enable developers to develop the next generation of websites and applications. This is remarkable about the definition. Web developers have moved to HTML5 because it has more specifications than previous versions of HTML. This defines how developers can use the improved markup, improved CSS, JavaScript, and API to make the most of the new web development features. In this article, Maya explains why HTML5, CSS, and JavaScript are the classic three for developers and designers. The page says the table, but it also pushes the HTML5 features, so every developer and designer needs to know. This has been Episode 28. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.